So don't do things with behilus. Where says that a person should do things mosin. Where says term set his brachas that he didn't. He jumped in to do something, and then it turns out he made assumptions which were incorrect. And next thing he knew, he had to pay a large sum of money. Where says mosin is dalame zuzi shav. It's worth 400 zuz. So if you cashman that masayim zuz is the shear for a person to live for a year. So being well thought out before you do something is worth 2 years worth of pranosa. Ruben is pachas kamayim al toisar. He lost the malucha, the kuna, etc. So this is one of the meters which certain people are indecisive, and they sit and they can't make a decision. So they definitely don't have this problem jumping into things. I have a problem, they never decide anything. Right? Some people are extremely decisive without really thinking it through. Also not good. Right? What the Torah wants is that ability to be machsha both elements, understand the chashivas of getting things done. At the same time, I understand that there are so many different things that a person needs to think about. The person should not do it with behilus. The behilus is that a person is not really fully cognizant of all of everything which is going on. I would add another connection to it. There's a meter called Menuchas HaNefesh. Menuchas HaNefesh is that the kuda of being really fully cognizant, fully in control of all the decisions that you make. You're making them with a full awareness. So how do you do that? You don't lose self-control. So you're the one who's deciding what you want to think about. Most people, when something gets very difficult, certain thoughts intrude into them because they're overwhelmed by the situation. So they can't really think it through well. But for the nefesh is what allows a person to have the self-control to decide how to deal with something in an intelligent way. Tells, they called it the meat of Seder. They once asked the Tells of Rav, what's the most important meat? He said, the most important meat is the meat of Seder. He said, why? Because Seder is the meat which allows you to use every meat at the proper time. Seder is the idea that you're in control of how you're using your time, as opposed to that's in control of you. You're not letting any emotions, temptations, taiva, procrastination make you do something. You do it because you decide to do it. So that will allow the person to make decisions with a real basis, a real thought basis. One of the Muslims have suggested, which is the last one of all of them, is this problem. It's a term which we do simply because we're not settled. We feel confused. We allow the situation to confuse us, and then we make decisions which we look back and say, that was a stupid decision. Meanwhile, we've done something wrong because of it. There's a fate which has taken place because of it. So, Menuchas HaNefesh, or Seder, is extremely important midah. Again, for the guy who has an actual inclination towards indecision, it's a very dangerous thing to work on. Not make a decision. Regarding, I said over there was a fellow in the mirror, but he was there who had this problem. And once somebody gave a shmooze and getting a question by Yehiyah, a pachas kamayim kol seder, a toisar, about this issue of the healers, etc. So he came afterwards and told the Kevra, he said, you see what time said I was right. He was whole shmooze on, don't jump into things. So that's not good for the most of us working on the meat of Minchas Nefesh, and we're in control, things don't take a person out of his equilibrium. There's a tremendous significant divide. I mentioned recently that Avraham Levine, Zichron Lebracha's father, Blazer Levine, learned in Kelm. In Kelm, this meat of Menuchas Nefesh was the primary meat they worked on. That was the primary meat they worked on in Kelm. He was the head of the Vada Rabbanim in Detroit for 50 years. And people were amazed. They never once saw him lose his cool. Somebody asked him, like, how do you do it? He says, I spent 10 years working on the meat of Menuchas Nefesh when I was in Kelm. So, to spend 10 years working on the meat of Menuchas Nefesh requires Menuchas Nefesh. But, so don't make your ma'asim with kehilus. There's also a gears which says al tavau al ma'asecha. Sometimes you do something, whatever you did, the person sits there and obsesses on did I do the right thing or the wrong thing. So that itself is a problem. Once you made a decision, you did it. So you did it. If you made a mistake, so you correct it. You said to obsess about it. That itself is an act of behilus, being overwhelmed by the not the future, not the but not the present, but the past. Right? Look what I did. And people just get stuck in that. So that's also a form of behilus. So there's a gift in the Rosh Altaval Alamasa. Do not be mavul about your actions that you've done.
I hear what you're planning. One is
Rebbe said Nomi Stein said this is over her Levi that she one time said that she never was Mashiach Das in the chinuch of her children. It wasn't the moment she wasn't thinking about how to do something, to do it in the best way possible for her children, the mechanic of her children. That's only shy with this meter. Look, every time she did something, she had a chesh for why she did it. That's quite an accomplishment to be able to say that. Okay.